fringe. One of the people in this morning's reading lived on the fringe of society. This woman had been outcast. Really, due to the Times version of religious freedom laws. She was forced to live away from people because people didn't want to have their religious liberties threatened by being kind to a person who didn't fit their rules. She had been bleeding for 12 years and she had to be outcast. That was the rule. And Jesus did not play that game. This woman who lived on the fringe thought that if she could just touch the fringe on Jesus' clothes, that she would be better. See, it was common then, and it still is, for people in a synagogue to touch the hem, the fringe, or the tzitzit of a rabbi's robe. It's that fringe right here, in order to receive a blessing or even healing. I've been to synagogues before, and you see, people still reach out and touch the tzitzit. And she did. She reached out. She touched. And Jesus turned around and said, "How dare you infringe on my religious liberty? The rules of my religion say that you must separate yourself from others by coming close to me. You have persecuted me. I must refuse to serve you. It is my right and it is my duty." Oh yeah, no, he didn't. Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Because that's the kind of thing that Jesus does. Jesus was a lawbreaker. Broke the rules. And the reading this morning is filled with people who broke the rules. All these lawbreakers. First, there's a synagogue leader who sought the help of an obvious rabble-rouser and probable heretic. That's Jairus. And then there's the woman labeled as perpetually unclean who reached out to touch that rabble-rousing rabbi. She was. She was a lawbreaker in two fronts. First, she didn't separate herself. Second, she touched someone who was, well, he was a rabble-rouser. Don't associate with him. And then this rabble-rousing rabbi spoke kindly and restoratively to an obviously sinful woman. And then the rabble-rousing rabbi reached out and touched a dead girl. He said she was only sleeping, but people knew. You don't touch a dead person. That makes you ritually unclean. And then everyone broke the rules because after Jesus told them to keep quiet, they didn't. Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't know. But Jesus, he was about healing. He was about wholeness and kindness and restoration and love. He wasn't about letting any law get in the way of doing that. When the law keeps folks from offering and receiving healing, wholeness, kindness, restoration, and love, then the law is no good. Pure and simple. So, let us be people who live with the love of Jesus. Let us be lawbreakers. But that is too easy. It's too easy to take anything a person or a community disagrees with and then say that it's bad and that the law is bad and then seek to be lawbreakers. With this week's Supreme Court ruling making marriage equality the law of the land, there are plenty of folks who have been running around saying that they won't obey, or they want to vote the justices out, well, at least the justices that they don't agree with. People pull out the, "it's against God's law, therefore I cannot obey it" phrase all the time, and from many different religious and or political viewpoints. Actually, this whole religious freedom laws garbage is about that kind of thing. And that is not what Jesus taught or what he lived. Because as a people of faith, as a people who follow Jesus, we need to be about healing, wholeness, kindness, restoration, and love. Not about separation. Not about telling people that they don't fit into the right mold. not about refusing to be in community with people that we don't agree with. We, as St. Paul's, we, as followers of Jesus, are and shall continue to be about this, our open and affirming statement that I read earlier. Together we share the joy of discipleship and service to God with all who desire to join in the life of our church. God created each of us as recipients of God's grace and love, unearned and freely given. We are called to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We celebrate every person as a child created in God's image, and we welcome people of every age, economic status, ethnic origin, gender, gender identity, marital status, mental and physical ability, political affiliation, and sexual orientation. That's us. And when laws or rules serve to marginalize or otherwise keep people from having equal rights and equal access, then they aren't good laws and they aren't good rules. And if a group who are in power and then are put on more equal footing with those who are marginalized by the rules or the laws, really, I've heard it, but it's not true, that group is not being persecuted. When things become more equal, the group that was in power is not being persecuted. That group is experiencing equality instead of oligarchy. That's what's happening. Jesus neither had time for, nor did he follow the rules that marginalized people. He did call out bad rules or bad interpretations of rules. Jesus was and is about healing, wholeness, kindness, restoration, and love. Not about bowing to the powers. Amen.